This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3802 for Tuesday, the 28th of February, 2023. Today's show is entitled, Attack of the Squishmallow. It is hosted by Rowan and is about 97 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is Rowan Records replacing the screen to a MacBook Pro.
Hi, welcome to Hacker Public Radio. This is Rowan, and today I will be replacing a MacBook Pro laptop display. We had a tragic Squishmallow accident over the holidays. Yes, be careful, even a Squishmallow can destroy your electronic screens. It hit the laptop while it was open, slamming the lid shut onto the keyboard, and we ended up with no screen except for a nice crack that is backlit whenever the laptop is on. So, not a happy incident, but we do get an HBR episode out of it. We initially were thinking we were just going to end up replacing it to laptops, I think circa 2017. A lot of times when you look at the cost just to buy a replacement screen for a MacBook, particularly if you're not buying something a brand new laptop, if you're going to try to replace it for the same like vintage, it costs more to replace the screen, just to buy the screen, not even if you're going to then have somebody replace it for you. So initially we were thinking, okay, we looked around, and the initial prices we did find were like, it was the same deal. It was like, well, let's see if we can find a similar MacBook to buy. But then my wonderful girlfriend kept looking, and she found a screen for $200, which is not inexpensive, but looking at the $450 to $500 US dollars we were seeing everywhere else, this is quite the deal. And I had successfully replaced a iPod touch screen before, I've messed with my other, you know, Dell and HP laptops, so I've done some repairs on laptops before, so I felt confident enough that it's worth buying the screen and giving it a whirl. So here we are, and we found, actually, my girlfriend did all the research on this before she said, can you do this? That was great. She found an iFixit article on it, and that's what I'm going to be using today to walk me through. It says it takes 1 to 2 hours. I'm probably figuring 3 to 4 to do it. I've already been at it. just the setup took me about an hour because, of course, I was trying to get everything set up neatly, and then I realized that one of the first things it says is make sure that the laptop is drained to the battery is less than 25% for safety, and you also need to turn off auto boot. Well, I couldn't see the screen, so I was like, okay, we need to hook this up to an external monitor. And I do have an external monitor, but we did not have a Thunderbolt port to HDMI or display port to HDMI adapter. So that was a quick trip to Micro Center, one of the sort of big box electronics stores in the area, to get an adapter. That did work. It was a bit of fun because between having to actually put a charger on the MacBook and then hook up to the display, I used the two Thunderbolt ports. And so I didn't have a keyboard except for the keyboard on the laptop. Well, like Mac does nicely, if you plug in the external display, find it. But of course, nothing shows up on that screen. I did figure out that if I turned it on with the lid down, it then would use the external display as the main screen. But then as soon as I opened the keyboard up, or the laptop lid up, then it would want to switch back. I finally, with a little playing around and not quite opening the lid up all the way, got it to the point where I could check the battery level, and that was already down at 12%, so that was good. and I was able to follow the instructions for turning the auto reboot off. So we're now at a point of actually doing the physical replacement of the screen. So let's go to iFixit and see what our next step is. So let's see, I've done that part. So step two, the lowercase. Let's see, before proceeding, unplug and power down your MacBook. I have done that. Close the display and lay it on a soft surface topside down. I guess a soft surface includes our dining room table. In preparation of this, I mean, we already have a tablecloth down. It's actually a plastic one, so that provides a little cushion. And I did actually lay I took out a big wide sheet of Christmas paper and flipped it over, which does two things: provides a nice white background, actually a white background with grids on it, so I'll be able to easily see things and take pictures for this episode's page on HBR. But also my idea is I want to be able to write in on the wrapping paper the various steps and then put the screws next to that step so that I can make sure not to lose them. And then also a wonderful idea by my girlfriend was she has some of these little plastic cups with lids that I'm going to be able to tape down to the paper and then put the screws in. That way we have cats who, of course, get curious whenever I start to do something, so I won't have to worry about them getting on the table and knocking things around when I'm not looking. So that is the setup. There will probably be a picture in the show notes. So right now, the next step is to use a P5 Pentalobe driver to remove the six screws, securing the two lower screws, two 6.2 millimeter screws, two 5.3 millimeter, two 3.4. Throughout this repair, keep track of each screw and make sure it goes back exactly where it came from. All right, so let me set up the table. Actually, I need to go get a... what do I need? I need a pen. Let's see. So we're on step two. Step two. Interesting. Let's see how we do this. I guess I can just use a cup for each of the two different. Luckily, I have lots of cups. So, a piece of tape. Do the old put it in a loop so you can sort of turn it into double-sided tape. Stick that down. Let's see. Yes. Probably going to be making a bunch of editing for myself, since I'm just letting the recording go as I do this. I don't want to bore you all. I'm actually taking and taping the three cups to the Christmas paper on the table, and I've marked step two, and now I'm going to mark the size of the screws under the cup so I know which ones go where. 0.2, 0.3, and 3.4 millimeters. Alright. So let's see. Pentalobe. I am getting more value. I bought one of these iFixit. I don't know how many pieces. It's like 50 maybe. Some heads for a screwdriver, so it has the driver part, and then the heads you can swap in and out, and it has a whole bunch of them, which has come in handy over the years. It's definitely, I would say, if you're listening to it, you may be the person that wants to receive this gift, but it's definitely worth having. It's definitely one of the things that if I ever did a What's in My Bag episode, it definitely is in my bag. It's always, I carry it everywhere pretty much. P5 star. Let's see how this goes. Let's see, 6.2 millimeters is the upper left. Well, as I'm facing it, the upper left corner. And that works very nicely. There's one. There's two. Put them in the cup. Maybe I'll go ahead and put a lid on it just to be safe. Let's see, we'll do the 5.3, which are in the other bottom corners. There's one. There is two. The cup. The lid. All right, and now the 3.4. And two. Okay. For those curious, they are called portion cups with lids, 3.5 ounce. Let's see. It doesn't have a convenient liter or milliliter for our European listeners. Maybe if I think about it, I'll put it in the show notes. Let's see. Okay, so now we are on to, throughout this repair, keep track of screws. Okay, step 3, apply suction cup handle to lowercase near front. Lift suction. Let me see. I know I have a suction cup. I just have to remember. All right, let me pause this and go get my other tool bag. I wasn't quite as prepared as I thought it was. Okay, so step 3, apply a suction handle to the lower case near the front center area of the MacBook Pro. Lift the suction cup handle to create a slight separation between the lower chest. Okay, step 4, insert one corner of an opening pick into the space between the lower chassis, the lower case, and the chassis. Okay. Let's see, try that again. Now to get a pick. Luckily, I have acquired, actually from the iPod Nano, I have a little kit that came with it and had a number of picks. So there's a pick in there. Slide the opening pick around the nearest corner and halfway up the side. This releases the first of the hidden clips, securing the lower case. You should feel and hear the clip pop free. I'm definitely feeling pressure. It's definitely not... dude, which way is it going? Interesting. I don't know. So far, I haven't felt any pops or clicks. There's around the corner. And I feel it getting tighter. If this releases the first... there it is. Did not sound or feel good, but I think it popped it. I think. Maybe. Yes. Maybe. Okay, repeat the previous on the opposite side. Okay, let's see what happens. This is always the fun part. Sometimes everything wants to slide around a good bit. Oh, there we go. Okay, lowercase clip comes free. Step 6, insert your opening pick once again under the front edge of the lowercase. Near one of the two center, give the pick a firm twist to pop free the third clip to the lower chassis. Okay. Repeat this procedure near the two centermost screw. Wait a minute. Front edge near one of the... gotcha. There we go. Okay. Near one of the centers, popping the fourth clip free. 7, pull the lowercase firmly towards the front of the MacBook, away from the hinge area, to separate the last clips. Okay, it may help to pull first one corner, then the other. This clip may require a lot of force. Not something you want to read. Let's see. Oh, there we went. There went one side. I sort of stuck my... I was sort of holding it on the one corner, and I pushed... on the back, there's a little bit of a gap. There we go. That wasn't actually that bad. You can just put your hand on the finger on the back and push forward. So I now have the back off and we have it open. Let me get a picture of this. Got dog hair in it. Let's see. Alright. Okay. So we've done this. Da, da, da. Step 8, remove the lowercase. Okay, did that. Step 9, the battery connector. Carefully peel up the large piece of tape covering the battery connector on the edge of the logic board nearest battery. Large piece of tape. This is a nice thing, this iFixit kit, and not that I'm being paid anything for iFixit, but I have to say, the stuff I've bought from them and their tutorials, and a lot of it is user generated content, but it's all been like, I would not be doing this without this stuff. It definitely makes it possible to do it yourself. Let's see, that looks, this must be, it's pretty similar to the laptop because everything looks exactly the same as it does in the tutorial. So we'll pick that up. Okay, oh, that's not so bad. Remove the tape. All right, let me, I don't know what, I might just tape this directly. I mean, I'm just using, like, invisible tape. It's not super sticky, but I'll just flip that over and tape this down directly. And then mark it. Just do it on the corner so it's not that. Oh, all right. What was this? Step 9. Step 9. Battery connector. Cover. Okay. Let's see. Step 10. Gently peel back the small piece of tape covering the battery board data cable connector. The tape is integrated into the ribbon cable and will not detach completely. Simply peel it back enough to access the connector. Okay. I'm going to gently peel that back. Okay. How far back do you take it? I see it's off the connector. Okay, I guess it's just enough so I see the connector. Step 11. Oh, yeah, it doesn't go. Use the tip of the spooger to flip the small black locking tab securing the cable and its connector. Okay, let's flip this. Oh, there we go. Oh, that was easy enough. Okay, step 12. Disconnect the battery digit board data cable by sliding it out from the socket. Slide parallel to logic board in the direction of the cable. Okay. There we go. Oh, that was simple enough. Although now, okay. Sort of the tape at the end had gotten caught on my tweezers, but that is now loose. Let's see. Fold the battery board cable back and out of the way. If you're replacing their battery, you may need to completely remove the transistor. Nope, I'm not doing that. Okay, so I just need to get it out of the way. Use a T5 torque driver to remove the 3.7mm pancake screw securing the battery power connector. What am I looking at? Okay, there's that. This is back. There's that.
Okay.
All right, so let me actually get this ready. Let me write step 14. Step 14. Get a cup ready. Another thing, I bought a tape dispenser. I guess it was two Christmases ago. My girlfriend's like, why do you need a tape dispenser? Until she tried using a tape dispenser. They are very handy. Makes it very easy to pull a piece of tape with one hand. You don't have to, I don't know, they're just handy. Plus it's helping hold down the Christmas wrapping paper currently onto the table. All right, so that's there. So now I need my T5 torque. This is gonna, okay, now I've pulled a Rowan. And I have put down my screwdriver. Did I cover it up? No, I didn't cover it up. I usually try to put things, I did cover it up. The screwdriver has a plastic case that comes in with all the different heads on it, and then that slides into the sort of fiber case that holds it and a bunch of the other tools that I bought when I bought this kit, and I put that over top of the screwdriver. Let's see. that, we need a T5. T5. To remove the 3.7 millimeter pancake screw, securing the battery power connector. There we go. Came right out. In there. Put the lid on it. Need a little more space. Keep covering things up. That's okay. Alright. This pancake battery screw. Okay. Let's see. Step 15. Use a spooger to gently lift the battery power connector, disconnecting the battery. Lift the connector high enough so that it stays separated from its socket. If it accidentally makes contact during the course of repair, it could damage it.
Oh,
yes. Let's definitely not. How do we lift this up? Okay. I think it just slides under and somehow. Oh, there we go. I see. Okay. All right, it comes up, but is there, what's the second? It has two pictures. Just want to show you. Oh, it does go up pretty high. Okay. Good damage repair. All right. Well, it's up. Similar to how they have it in the repair guide. I'll take a picture, and we can all compare to the compare guide what I've done. There we go. Okay. Let's see. Step 16. Remove the hinge cover. Remove the four 1.9 millimeter T3 Torx screws, securing the plastic covers on top of the display. Remove both plastic hinges. Okay. Let me get that set up. What is this? Step 16. Step 16. I guess I just need one cup for both. Alright. Let's see. I gotta find my T3. T3. Come on. Alright. One. Those are tiny. I want to lose those. Two. This just pops up. That was easy enough. Let's put that in the cup too. So I've got the hinge cover along with the screws and working on the second one. One screw, two screws, hinge cover. All right, step 16 is done. Step 17, disconnect the main display cable. Remove the two 2.9 millimeter T3 Torx screws, securing the aluminum cover on top of the main display cable. Remove the cover. Let me see, what is it? Oh. Do they turn this? What angle am I looking at this? Oh, that's from. Okay. That's from the opposite angle. Like, it's the laptop has sort of turned around in the picture to the way I currently have it in front of me. Yes, judging by. Okay, so it's coming that direction. Probably should just turn this around and make my life simpler so that everything is lined up. I'm not trying to do a mirror image in my head. So that goes there. So those are those two screws, I would say. Yes. All right, let me get the cup ready. I never thought I left myself enough room. But it is getting crowded in here. Especially with marking on the table, but that's okay. Make some room. Step 17. Tape cup. Tape. Put it in a circle. done. All right. I think that was a T3 that I had before. Yep. All right. Let's take these out. Two of them. Yep. Ooh, that doesn't feel right. Yeah, that says T3, but let's see the comments. Agreed. If you try tightening these with T3, you'll partially strip them. Use a T4. For me, the left one on the image, or T3, and the right is T4. That the one I have, that doesn't feel like a T3. Let me try a T4. That is a nice thing. It's like between the guides and the comments. And, you know, I'm sure there's a little, it may just depend on the model. There's a slight difference, or maybe just what they had in stock when they were building these. I don't know. But yes, that was definitely a T4. All right, there's one. There's two. Yeah, that's definitely a T4 also. Okay. Two T4s. That was step 17. Step 18. Remove the two 1.7mm T3s Torx screws. The aluminum. Securing the aluminum cover on top of the display cable flex connector. Remove the cover. Oh, wait, does it remove the cover? Remove the cover. Ooh. Almost forgot to remove the cover on that last step. Let me go back. What is that? Just grab my tweezers. Come with these really super pointy tweezers, which are great, except I lost the plastic sort of cone-shaped piece that goes over them when you're not using, so it's very easy to poke yourself with them, which I have done a number of times. I keep trying to find something to use to replace it. So far, no luck. All right, I'll just keep those out safely to the side, because I think I have to do the same thing. And step 18 is removing this other cover that was right below. Let's see. Remove the two 1.7mm T3 Torx screws, screwing the aluminum cover on the top of the display cable flex connector. Remove the cover. All right, step 18. Step 18. Remove the cup. For the screws, they say T3. I'm gonna guess these might be T4s. Yeah, they're T4s. So I'm gonna just one, two tweezers to get the cover off. Wait, doesn't just pop off like, oh, there we go. Oh, it just hit the floor. Wait, okay. Step 18 is in the cup. And I just poked myself with the tweezers. Be very careful with them. 19. Pry the display board flex cable straight up from its socket to disconnect it from the display board. Okay. Where's my spooger? Do, do, do. There it is. Oh, let's see. Straight up. Don't like that. There we go. Okay. That worked. Alright, so that is disconnected. Step 20. Unscrew the display cable covers. Remove the four 1.5mm T3 Torx screws, carrying the two aluminum covers on top of the two display cables. Use a pair of tweezers to remove the two aluminum covers. All right, let me get that ready on the table. Let's so this is step 20. I guess I think I can get away with one cup, for they're all the same. Okay, I think I'm gonna go with the T4 again, just because that's been working with everything else. If it doesn't seem to, is that it? These may actually be T3s. It's hard to say. Feel kinda. Let me try the T3. Yeah, that's definitely a T3. And these are another really tiny screws. There's one, there's two. The cover just sort of spun off a little bit. I can probably just get that with my fingers. Well, yep. Oh, into the cup. Go for the second cover. Screw one. Screw two. I feel like I should be, if it wasn't so cold out, doing it outside. So there, ooh, that's just sort of spinning. Yeah, I think that's the one comment above. The guy said the one was a T3 and the other was a T4. Let's think of that's happening here. That's unhandy. Now what do I do? Maybe I'll just put a piece of tape on this one so I know that it's the T4. Yeah, that was definitely a T4. How do I do this? I mean, I'll know. Let's not make it any more difficult for myself. I think I'm just gonna just put this on a piece of tape and sort of tape it on the inside of the cup so I know that's the T4. Alright. So far, so good. Alright, step 21. Unscrew the antenna assembly. Let's see. Oops. Remove the two 3.3mm T5 Torx screws, one from each side, securing the antenna cable assembly. Also remove the 4.1mm T5 Torx screws, one from each side. Remove the 1.1mm pentalobe screws, six from each side. Alright, so I need one, two, like three cups. Oh, okay, I see that assembly. Alright. So get three cups out. One, two, three. This step 21. Sorry, I keep mumbling. I need to remember I'm trying to record this and not mumble. Do three cups. Some tape. Do this in the order as it says. This back. Oh, here comes a cat into my lap. T5. That's alright. Oh, I need you to go away. Thank you, kitty. One from each side of the antenna. And she's back. This time behind me, so that's okay. There's one screw. Nope. Alright, you can stay in my lap, but you really, it's more of a one-man job than a one-man and kitty-cat job. There's one second screw, okay, now I need, these are T-flaps also, 4.1mm, one from each, okay, where are they? I'm very confused. Oh, wait, did I do that wrong? Oh, crap. Do we have two antennas? Ah, oops. that's unhandy. Let's see. Well, that was going so well. It's 3.3 and 4.1. Can I see the difference? Yes, I think I can. What did I say? 4.1 is the second one that looks bigger? Yeah, okay. So there's two antenna, one on each side. And so they have mirror screws in the same position. Like the assemblies look the same. They're just mirrored on the left and right side of the laptop. So what am I taking now? Before I go whole hog, oops, let's get the right screw. There it is. Yes? Yes. Okay. So this should be the 3.3mm for the other side. Okay. And this, this, the, okay. wonder if I... all right, it shouldn't matter. I just need to make sure I know what I'm doing when I put them back together. It's probably... okay, 4.1. Well, that just sort of flips up there. Okay, now remove the 12 1.1 pentalobe. So that's 6 per side. All right, and that's a P2. All right, P2. So in the, right, that's one of them, these really small 1.1 millimeter P2s. When I was doing the iPod Touch, I actually, and I think it made more sense for that because one is much smaller, even though it does have, I think, just about as many screws in it. But I sort of laid all the screws out in the shape and position, or the approximate shape and position of how I pulled it, like I unscrewed it from it. So I pretty much put the screws like right back into the same holes that they came out of. I'm going I'm going to assume that shouldn't be such a big deal for this, and I mean, not worry about it. I don't think it will be an issue. I'm now on screw 7, 8 coming out of the one that's on the left side that's facing me currently. I'm sort of grouping them in the cup, one side to the other side, so that I'll know at least what side they came out of, but like I said, it shouldn't really matter. Sometimes I'm a little more particular about that than others. I think it's more important I just make sure I get the right sizes. And this cup, I like this cup situation. All right, so those are all out. Pentalobe, securing the rest of the antenna cable. Okay, so now we're on to step 22. Oh boy. Oh good, I'm recording. I'm like, did I start recording again? That would have been painful. All right, step 22. Carefully disconnect the two antenna coax cables by prying them straight up from the logic board. Slide your tweezer or spooger underneath each cable until it's near the socket, and then gently twist or pry up to disconnect. Okay, it's these two. Okay. Yeah, I've done this before with other things. This is always fun. Okay, I might need to actually get my glasses on for this. It's always... How do you gently pry up or twist? It's like... Not... I wonder if I can just... there we go. I just took a pair of tweezers and sort of slid it between the cable and the back, the frame, or whatever it's on, and that just sort of popped it up. There we go. Okay. So those are up. Pushing them back out of the way a little bit. All right. To reconnect, I'll worry about that. Lie directly and press down. Okay. Step 23. Remove. Okay. Remove the 2.8 millimeter T5 torque screw securing the two antenna coax cables to the main board. All right, get that ready. Step 28. Nope, what am I on? Step 23. Wishful thinking. Step 20. Okay, the T5. Alright, that's done. Step 24, unseat the antenna assembly. Using an opening pick to lever out the antenna key, do not slide the opening pick from side to side. There are two display cables in the way that may damage. Alrighty, so I guess you just sort of stick, so you just sort of find the different spots and lift. Alright, where are they?
Okay, well that's fairly simple.
Not, it's not like it's super stuck in there. Let's see, where do they do it in the middle?
That's it. I'll do the other side. Okay, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to lift. The middle part is not, there's no real place to...
Did I miss a screw? I don't think I missed a screw. I think I'm just, oh, there we go. I found the bottom part. Okay, and that came up. I thought that was it. What's it supposed to be? Carefully remove the antenna assembly while simultaneously feeding the antenna cable bundle through the hole in the chassis. Okay. Let's, I see.
Okay. I still gotta get this popped up. Oh, there we go. Alright. Trying to work the antenna cables out under. Almost. It's like the. Okay. That is unhandy. I'm going to try to keep. So the ends where they attach. There we go. Okay. Put this by step 23. Alright, that is done. Step 26, remove the antenna cable assembly. Did I already do that? Remove the antenna assembly. Okay, I did that. Antenna cables.
Oh.
I already did that. I'm very confused. They look like the same thing.
Yes? No?
I don't. Maybe it's just two steps. Let's just two steps. Alright, I already did both of those steps together. Okay. Unscrew the display cable assembly.
Okay.
Remove the four 3.9mm T3 Torx screws, securing the cover springs on the two display cables.
Alright, step 27. Let me get that set up.
Remove this.
Step 27. Same screw, so I can get with the gun cup. T3. What do I got? T5. All right. T3 head. Okay.
All the same.
Yes. That's feeling like T4s again. Yeah, that's definitely T4. Ooh, I probably should have. Oh, crap.
I guess I'll figure it out. Probably should have marked on my paper when I use different sized torque heads. Hopefully it will come back to me. Oh, yeah, that works a lot better. Alright, there's one. Here is two. Two. Come on, there we go. Three. Those are, relatively speaking. There's four. Okay. Hang on.
Remove the display cable assembly.
Put a lid on that first. Alright. Grab the left side of the display cable assembly and pull it towards the bottom end of the MacBook and away from the cover spring.
Excuse me.
Use a pair of tweezers to pull the cover spring on the display cable out of its recess. Repeat the step with the right side cover spring.
What am I looking at? Oh. I see.
That should be fun.
Let's see. I always love spring assemblies. They are usually so much fun. Oh, wait. That's weird.
Okay. It's a little more delicate than I was thinking. Oh, it's already out.
I'm very confused.
Am I just taking that out?
These just sort of pulled right out. I didn't have to do any. Maybe the other side. Oh, okay. Never mind. That was just getting. There's like a plastic assembly that I had already unscrewed. Or that I guess I just unscrewed, and you're just pulling it away. There's like a ribbon attaching it to, I guess, the cover. Okay, so that's done. All right. Step 29. Unscrew the hinge bolts. Fully open the screen and stand your MacBook Pro up on one side. While steadying the MacBook Pro with your free hand, remove the three T8 Torx screws from the lower display hinge. Remove the remaining three T8 from the upper display.
Alrighty, let me get this set up. Step 28. Get a cup. Running out of lid. All right.
this on its side. Okay, I guess I can grab another picture for posterity. Maybe I'll get the whole layout in this picture. Hardest part is getting back into my phone. There we go. Let's do this side. I'll do this first this way. And sort of see an overlay of my setup. Okay, let's take these skirt hinges out. With one free hand, remove the three T8s. Is that not good? Oh, there we go. Alright, bottom first. Oh, yeah, these aren't going to be in there tight. Okay, so get out my little leverage. There we go. There's one. There's two. Well, working on two. As you would expect, the hinge bolts are, screws are the tightest. Two. There we go. There's number three. So the bottom is just about loose. Almost. There's three. Start at the top. Number one. I've been doing the middle first, and then the bottom, and then the top. I don't know if it matters. Just felt. There we go. So this is the second to last screw to come out. That's a handy. Wait. Onto the carpet. There we go. And the last screw. Okay, there we go. All six are out. It's very loose. Now, what does it say?
Remove the display assembly. Keep a firm grip on both the screen and the main body of the MacBook Pro. Either half can unexpectedly fall during this step. Yay. Push both halves of the MacBook Pro together so that the hinge brackets can be lifted clear. Can be lifted clear of their recesses and push the main body of the MacBook Pro away from you while pulling the screen toward you to separate it. Remove the display screen assembly, being careful not to snag it on any cables.
Let me look at these three different pictures they have for this step. Doink, push, are they? So are they? It looks like they're. Does that open up? Okay. Left.
Push both halves of the MacBook Pro together so that the hinge brackets can be...
Oh, well. that worked. I just sort of moved it and pushed, and it sort of popped apart. Luckily, nothing fell, and I had my hands on everything. So I now have the screen in one hand and the motherboard in the other. All right, it's come apart. All righty.
Now let's...
That was step 30. Okay, well, I haven't actually opened up the box completely for the replacement. I guess it comes... It says conclusion. I feel like... there's maybe that's all. Okay, hold on. Let me see what's going on. Okay, I'm back. So I just almost opened up fully the case, the box that the replacement display came in, and I hadn't actually looked at the replacement screen yet. So I finally started taking it out, and it does come with a repair kit, so it comes with a little screwdriver with looks like all the different heads you need. I already had, but nice if you're buying it, you do get that, and it looks like it comes with instructions on how to do things, so that is nice too. But like I said, iFixit's instruction, maybe they're probably printed right from iFixit, I don't know, maybe not. So that's one of the reasons, I guess, Mac screens, to get them that thin, it's actually, you get the whole assembly, like it's the metal casing. I don't know if It looks like it may even have the Apple logo on it. I can't really tell. And the whole display is like the circuitry and stuff. All right. So now they're just short instructions. So now I need to take the tape and stuff off that's holding the protective. I have a piece of protective plastic, and it also is holding the circuitry spring stuff that was like in step 27. The spring assembly on, so it doesn't move around during shipment. I'm now trying to take all that off without scratching the screen. There we go. There'll be pictures of everything in the show notes. Okay, let's not drop my phone onto the new screen. Alright, let's get that out of the way until we get this thing assembled. So, I'll take the old screen and get it out of the way. In the box. Let's see. So, I think basically now I just go through the steps in reverse. Let's see. Yep. During reassembly, ensure the display cable assembly lies on the correct side of the main body before refastening the hinges. Be sure to confirm that both connectors on either side of the display cable assembly are fully seated, as these may have come loose during the disassembly process. Okay. Okay. I'm gonna leave that MAC plastic on until I have everything put back together. Okay. Make sure. There they go. All right, this may take some thinking. It was flipped over, so that slides in. So that would go like that. Is that where that stuff... Yes, that would go like that, right? It's that connector. Okay. this is always the fun part, trying to get everything lined back up to get it back together. How do you even get... okay. I guess I need to stand it back up to do this. And try to remember how I had it. I think it was like that. Okay. Yes. No. Except that's folded out. But there they go. No, that doesn't work. If I'm a clue, they must have been flipped over. How do I? I don't. Wait. All right. Black screen. Screen does not display in the computer. Check whether the cable interface on the screen is loose or falling off. Be sure to connect it. So I guess there's a backlit cable. Before, and check whether the cable interface on the screen is loose or falling off. Be sure to connect it well. Black screen, troubleshooting. The screen does not display on the computer. Please shut down and disconnect all and restart the computer. Alright, so it does look like the camera cable did come loose. Yes? No? How does it connect? Alright, so now I think I'm trying to get the camera cable connected. I can't. I don't want to have to, take everything apart if I mess up. Alright, this is going to make for some exciting. Luckily, I guess if I just keep quiet, I can use the automatic noise cancellation, as Ken has taught me multiple times whenever I do one of the community news. Okay, that seems to be on there. Now, that was already on. Okay, so the camera, it says make sure that you double check that the camera and the backlit display cables are connected, and they both seem to be now. All right, how do I get this back together? It looks, because that looks like it's flipped backwards. How do you... Oh, you just gotta grab it. Okay. That's what I thought, but it was just difficult because these are new springs. So you have to grab the hinge and sort of get it to come at, like it's in the open position, which I, you know, was easy to do when it was actually connected to the laptop. I just was very leery of applying any extra pressure, but they did move after I... Okay. So now I can carefully stand these two up on the side, like I did before, except this was like... How does... I gotta make sure that's there, right? Yes, that one is there, so that goes like that. Okay. That goes like this. And this goes like this. Okay. That should slide in. Oh boy. Okay, why? I'm trying to get everything lined up. There we are. There we go. Now, do I have no cables sticking out in any weird places? No. Okay. So I should be able to try to get some screws back into it. They're not quite lined up. Hold on. There we go. That sounded better. Looks better. No cables caught or destroyed in that. Okay. All right. Let me at least get one screw in here to give me some wiggle room. All right. So, step, push me. Okay, alright, step 28, 29, while studying the MacBook, remove, so let me do this in reverse, I guess I'll do the upper brackets first, and I'll do this, these are Torx, so you sort of want to do it to it, I guess I don't need to tighten it quite up yet, so maybe I'll just do it hand tight for now. Don't want to, I mean, I know with the hinges you definitely want them tight enough, but I also don't want to, is this lined up? I think so. All right, now there's two in the top, there's three in the top, now for the bottom hinge. Okay, we are recording. All right, there we go. Okay. So trying to get, there we go. Middle bottom. Screw two in the bottom hinge. I think I'm definitely going to need to double check these. Especially the bottom. That one screw doesn't seem to want to go in all the way. Which means I wonder if I should try a different screw just to. Is that going? I was like, no, it's not going in all the way. I can get my fingertip, the fingernail under the edge of it, and let me try a different screw and see. It shouldn't matter. But, don't. Is this just going to be the contrary one, or does it just mean it's not in correctly? I don't know. Probably going to. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and put the other one in. Go in. That one went in easily. It's like this one isn't lined up correctly or something. Don't know why it's not just going. It looks okay, I think. And it is off a little bit line-wise, I think. Maybe? Don't know. Unless it just happened to be a slightly shorter screw than the rest. Let's see if I can just... Alright, I need a little more light on this subject. That didn't work. Where's my phone? I don't want to get it. Okay, let's calm down. Tensions are running high. Let's see. It's kind of interesting. Alright, this is tightening in more. I just needed to, the screwdriver that comes has a little, like, leverage device you can stick out and stick in it to give you more leverage. So I used that to tighten up that screw that wasn't going in, and it went in all the way. And now I'm just going to go back and tighten up the other ones a bit. just to make sure. I did have to use the leverage thing to get them loosened up. And of all the screws on here, I'm usually very, I'm not one to over tighten things. But given that it's a hinge, I know you don't want it coming loose either. I'm just going through and tightening each of these up. Technically, I guess with the torque, it should pop if it's going to strip anything. It shouldn't tighten more than it's supposed to. But, alright, that's, I don't know. And I get leery of over tightening things. Tighten that a little bit more, and then worst case scenario, I think I just need to tighten those screws. I just need to take the back cover off, which wouldn't be ideal, but it wouldn't be horrible either. Okay, so now I should be able to close the lid and then reverse the rest of these steps. Oh, I closed easy enough, it seems. I don't see anything getting... looks pretty good. When I have it closed, it looks like the regular gap. Or non-gap. Flip it back over. All right, so we did 29, and then 28. So now we need to put back the display assembly cable. So that's this little spring thing that goes back in here and gets screwed in. How does that? Let me look at this back. So that should just turn the screw. That goes there. Does that go in? I don't know. There we go. Yes, no. Where does that go? I'm very confused. No. Does that get flipped over like that? Okay. That looks right. 28. Oh, no. Whoa. Where did it? Oh, all right. I'm just confused. Oh, that's because 28 is... Well, that was 29, technically, I think, when I did this hinges. So I've mislabeled. Okay. And best laid plans. Even this is now confusing me. I think these... Oh, just reassembling it means getting things back in place without the screws. I mean, just getting them lined up so you can screw stuff back in. Okay, so I'm going to try both sides. Like that has to be, how did that go? Like that? No, it went the other direction. Like that. There we go. Okay. Then, use the tweezer screen cover on this way. Okay. Unscrew. That's 27. Okay. Alright, now we're back on course. It's a little bit confusing, but I think we're back on course. That doesn't seem to be going back in quite right. I guess we'll see. Alright, what do we need? We need... T3. Oh, was this a T4? There we go. There we go. Went a lid. Let me see which one. It says T3, but maybe it's a T4. I think it was a T4. Yes? No. Are these actually T3? I don't think they're T4s. Alright, there's one. I'll do it partially and then get the other screw started. Okay. Yes? No? Is it going in? Seems to be. Yep. Tighten it up. There's one. Tighten the other side. There we go. Beautiful. Great. Start assembly back in there. Keeps pulling out. Alright, well, knock on wood. I probably shouldn't say anything yet, but so far this has not been quite as bad as I thought it was going to be. Particularly given the number of instructions, but I may be jinxing myself. Guess we won't know until we actually turn it on and see a screen. Just put that partly in and get the other screw. Yeah, it keeps wanting to pull away from lining up. There we go. Alright. Had to use my spooger to hold it in place while I got the screw started, but now it's going. This stuff. Okay, that's in. Yep, oh, that definitely is torquing out. Hopefully I didn't just strip it. Hopefully I never have to find out. Okay, we'll call that good. Alright, 26. Remove the antenna cable assembly. Oh,
Oh, is there something?
Let me double check, because I feel like I'm missing 27. Did I pop? When did that pop? All right. During assembly, gently pinch the cable bundle together and guide through the hole in the chassis until the correct position of the board. If you need to use your tools, help guide it through.
Okay, 26. That's definitely... Okay, that definitely goes in there. How did this work? Oh boy, there we go. Oh, there we go. Alright, that's not so bad. Actually, easier to get it back in there than to get it out. Okay.
Gently pinch the cable bundle together, cut through the holes if you need to. Okay, that's back there. 25. Carefully remove the antenna assembly while simultaneously. Okay, I did that. Unseat the antenna, so now I need to reseat the antenna assembly. I don't exactly know how that works. Oh, I just press down on it? I don't know. I'm kind of pressing down on it, but I don't, like... Oh, there we go. I just sort of heard something click. Finding where it is to get it to click is one thing. The left side and the middle definitely seem better seated than the right side. I guess it doesn't matter once I get the screws on. Alright, let me consider that done. I definitely clicked in the middle. Alright, I'm going to assume that's good. Remove the two-pointed torque screw securing the two antenna cable. I feel like something's not... Alright, what is that step? Well, that is step 23, and that's the right cup. And then order, so... T5, what do I have currently? Turn the light out on my flashlight. T4. The T5 tip. You may hear a dog barking in the background. He's outside. He's a little noisy at times. That was what generated that last sigh. If you didn't hear it. I think somebody was walking our dog. It may have been one of our neighbors whose dog's name is Tula, who they will come in. No. Yeah. Now he's inside. Okay. Now I need to reconnect the antenna. I really feel like I'm missing it. These are always fun, these little antenna. You have to sort of line them straight up and press down. Okay. Nope. Oh, boy. These are hard to line up. And they sort of look like they're lined up. You would think, I mean, the cable's kind of bent back, you know, in the right shape direction. I might need to get my pair of glasses for this. Again. I knew this was going to be a pain. These are always a pain. It's like, you can't. Come on. It's like trying to get them lined up and at the right angle and everything. It's very difficult. So you gotta practically go straight down on, and you've got like, I don't know, millimeter target. Half a millimeter target that you're trying to... this is probably going to be the most difficult part of the whole process. I wonder if getting the other antenna on first will help. Cable, if that goes on any easier. Of course it did. Nope, it didn't. I'm just fooling myself. Alright, these glasses aren't particularly helping. He just like magnifying. He used to have like a little one of those. I don't know where it is. Like workman's workbench you know, it's got magnifying glasses that you can set at different angles to help work on small, tight pieces like this. That's what I thought it looked like. There's just no way to see like when you're lined up and. That kind of... amazing. Okay. That seems on. The worst thing would be to... I mean, of course, these days you don't have your antenna. You don't have internet. And you then, you know, how much of your in the modern world, particularly when it's for a tween girl's life, is, I mean, there we go, not connected to the internet to some way. We would not be able to play Roblox, and that would defeat the purpose of having a computer. Okay, wow. There's a back one. Nice. Now we're back.
We're back to the screws.
All right. We'll do the P2, the 12 of them first. Screwdriver. P2. Tiny, tiny screws.
Wow.
Those are tiny, tiny screws.
Oh, boy.
All right.
I'm getting these.
Oh, that's not good.
There we go.
There's one. There's two. Come on. There's three.
I am putting it back together. Yep, I know. I impress myself sometimes. Yes, this has actually been relatively painless. I probably keep saying something too soon, but I gotta go back this direction. Yeah, yeah. So I still got a little ways, but I mean, this is actually the hardest part, is getting this assembly back together, and then everything else should be relatively
seven.
It's one side done. I'm doing the other side of the antenna assembly for the small screws. Screw two, which is, I guess, screw nine altogether. Oh, that is unhandy. All right, well, apparently one of the very small screws stuck to my extra screw, stuck to my fingers as I was pulling one out, and I just fell and run down my leg, or hit the floor. Oh, that could be fun to find. Get this other screw in first, and then I will look on the floor, and of course now I have a cat coming to get it. Fine. All right, Mr. Binks, I'm afraid I'm going to have to put you out of my lap, because a black cat does not help when I'm looking for a very small black screw. At least with the carpet. I mean, the carpet's sort of blue and white, teal, and hopefully we keep it from bouncing too far. Of course, now I have a cat trying to come and be helpful and get love. That's not very helpful. Oh boy. Let's get the flashlight. Kitty cat, you gotta move. I'm afraid you're like right on where I need to be. Well, I would hope it wouldn't bounce that far. Pretty sure I felt it. Don't see it on the floor. Oh, is that it? Nope, that's not it. It's very unhandy. Oh, did it get caught in my clothing? I'm wearing jeans. It's not like I'm front. Oh, is Charlie? Yep. One screw left in the cup and two screw holes. I think it would not be that difficult to find, but apparently I am all ready to go. How did that disappear? The only downside is I was sitting in a wicker bottom chair, so I guess technically it could have disappeared. It's not in the best of shape. I've gotten down in between. That would be not good. Did it hit the table? I know I felt it. Fall off my finger. And I was sitting down, it should have gone in my lap and straight down to the floor. Understand how it could have gone that. Yes, you're very cute, Mr. Binks, but you're not being very helpful. Alright, I'm gonna stop the recording for a bit until I can find the screw. Okay. I was able to find the screw, thankfully. That is a really small screw. But a little perseverance and the flashlight from my phone, I was able to find it. So now let's get back to putting these back in, see if I can do this without dropping any more, especially really tiny screws. It's even fun just trying to get them lined up so I can get this screwdriver head into the screw. Okay. That's on it. Getting everything lined up is not the easiest. There we go. I just have one more. Okay. Alright. Everything is now nice.
Right, now we need
one side. T5 to 4.1 millimeter. Alright, T5. T2. T4.1 millimeter. And that is the orange. That's this position, which is get the other one. Okay, now we need the 3.3 T5s. That goes to that one, I think. There we go. Why? There's some cables here that just are like, where does that cabling get put back in? Yeah, something. I feel like I should be connecting some of this cable.
Like I missed something. Maybe not.
Very confused. Okay. So did that. 22. This disconnect the antenna. I got that. Put all the screws back in. But it looks like that's still connected. What does that get disconnected? I just feel like there's some
parts that have, like, that needs to get connected. I guess I can do it now. I guess maybe that's part of the cable assembly, so it needs to be done anyway. It's already on the other side. Is that the one? Oh, did that? Is that the camera assembly thing that popped off again? Maybe I didn't have it on there very good. Let's see if I can get this lined up. Hold on. Oh, that is pushed back on the other side. Let me see if I can get that. There's another one of those where you sort of got to get it to go straight down. Little connectors are a bit frustrating at times. I think that was the camera one that I thought I connected, but apparently hadn't connected very well. I'm trying to get it. Yes, no, no. Oh, I'm going to have to edit that out. Alright, I guess I really should have made sure that was in there better before I put all this back together. Alright, I think it's in there. It just doesn't want to stay very well. I guess I need to get that screw on there, which I guess is the next. Oh, wait. Oh, is that what happened? I screwed the screw in before. Let's see. Hopefully that will just bend back enough that I can unscrew it. All right. Never quite as easy putting these things back together. Okay. I hope that's in there good enough. All right. That's connected. I don't even know where I am at this point. Screw. Okay. Those are all 21. I'm back to 20. Okay, 20. Display cover. All right. So this goes over, I think, the assembly. Where? Oh, that goes. Can you tell which side is up, though? Yeah. Does it matter? Because it kind of looks like that. Okay. Oh, this would be fun, too. Not like that. Yeah, I think. Okay. Oh, these are also tiny screws. T3, which I think ended up being T4s. One of them was a T. No, these were the actual T3s. And the one was the T4. Let me do the T4 first. Well, it looks like at some point there's a sticky part or something on the one side, so that's how I can tell which of these covers go on which side. Put the T4 one in. Now let me get the T3. The T3 screw. I really hope this restarts and everything is fixed. I don't want to have to troubleshoot this. Maybe I should do a two-part. I can do assembly and disassembly, or vice versa. I can't. Okay. There's one cable.
display cable cover on.
That should also help keep that camera thing screwed tight. Or camera, whichever connector that I was just having issues with, down. All right, make it. Boy, getting these screws lined up on the tip, a bit of a chore. Okay, one side. These are another of the tiny screws, which is always fun. All right, second side seems to be in okay. All right, 2019.
Probably this looks very straight.
Okay, so
now we're putting, that's the one that kept confusing me, but now we're putting it back down. Well, one of the ones that kept, there we go. That one's actually fairly simple to get back. It's bigger than, it's like as wide as my fingertip. All right, that was easy. Oh, now we're putting back, what are we putting back? Those covers, display flex cover, cover connector. Oh, that is step 18. Cover out of a cup and a screw. These T3s, yes.
Except I think these ended up being T4s, weren't they? This is when I should have been writing them down, when they were different from what the instructions say. Yep, I think that's a T4.
Alright, let's see. Alright, let's see what this car. There we go.
Oh Lord. Oh, there it is. Alright, this is turn. Getting this cover back on is turning into a hit. Boy. Okay. It's a bit taxing on the patience too. I didn't think this one would be so difficult. It's like trying to get the two holes of the covers lined up and then actually keep the screw on the tip of the screwdriver and in through the cover and into the reason. It's like it doesn't want to go through the cover. So now I'm trying to put the screw through the hole in the cover first. There we go. Maybe that will make it easier to get everything lined up. Except now the magnetic tip, the screwdriver head just pulled the screw right out. Okay, try it the other way again. Get everything lined up. Except now the screw keeps moving. These are teeth. All I do know is it's getting very close to either needing to do a lot of editing to keep this in SWF free. I think that now let me try the T3. I don't know. I thought it was T4, but that doesn't seem to be helping me either. There we go. Got that hole started. Let me get the other screw in there on the other side. There we go. Okay. That one actually got to a point where it's on. Okay. Step 18. Where do we go next? That's 17.
Yep.
Alright, now we're putting the cover, I guess, on the main display cable. So it's got another of these little aluminum pieces that go across the two screws. That's another T3, it says. That just got, oh boy. Alright, my little aluminum piece just flipped. Where did it go? Oh, had to turn the computer over so it fell out of whatever crevice it fell into. Not that there's a lot to go into, but it found. It looked like a space maybe around the battery. Okay, there's another one that's going to be prickly. Okay, got one side started. And see if we can get the other side started. Come on, you can do it. There we go. Alright. Seems to be in there. Okay. 16. These are the hinge covers. Now, I'm thinking maybe I should go back and apply those T8s again, just to make sure. Oh crap, I think that's a T3. One thing you should always make sure that you put all your screw heads back in their little containers so that you know you've got the right size on. Oh, that must be T4, because I got some T3 in there. There we go. Okay. MT8, just to make sure it feels tight as it's gonna go. I mean, I'm just hand tightening it without using the leverage on it. Maybe I'm not applying enough torque, I don't know. But, alright. So now let's put the hinge covers back on. Maybe the hinge covers were the T4s. Okay. I don't know. T4 and see what happens. Okay. Starting with the right side hinge cover, or at least the right side facing me. There's two. The other hinge cover. Okay. I need to loosen that up a little bit. The cover, that other hole isn't quite. There we go. Shoot. Now I got to try to get that screw back onto the. Don't realize how tiny these screws are until you're trying to put them back in. Let's see. There we go. Okay, hinge covers on, tighten down. Okay, where? 15, gently lift the battery power connector disconnect. So now we're connecting that back. And then I think that's when 14 is the screw. Yep, all right. Step 14, T5. Okay, there we go. Oh, wait, it's not a touch screen. A touchpad. All right. Fold the battery data cable back. Now I'm going the opposite direction. Where does this go? And that goes back this way. Yes? Wait, something's... Doesn't that... Where's... Did I not do... Something feels wrong here. That's because I had... All right, this is where I had rotated it. All right. Use the tip of this to flip up the small black locking secure. Is that right? Okay, right. All right, now I got to get the actual connector back in there and pop it in. It's just, okay, I got myself oriented. So you slide the cable, and there was that little tapey thing over the end that just sort of folded back, but now I got to slide the actual connector. I think that's still up. Yeah. Into... Figure out how to make one of these zero insertion, which is all fine and dandy and easy once you get them lined up and in at the right angle. It's everything else. It's getting them to that point almost. This just me. Make sure the cable's in. Hold up. Okay. Flip the lever down. That did it. Yep. Okay. Chili beans. And press the cover down. All right, that was done. Yep, insert the ribbon. Oh, now we've got the battery. That's the cover thing, I think. Yep. Okay, two strips. Okay. Yep, okay. That's back on. That was step 9. That's the piece of tape covering the battery connector. All right, now we're actually to the point of putting the back on. We big. Now, I guess I'll do that. Okay. I'm sure there's... Alright, move. Okay. Oh, this is that. I gotta do it sort of in reverse. I sort of slid it on there. I wonder if I have to sort of slide it on. Or slid it off. I'm going to sort of slide it back on. This is the part I don't like when they just say reverse the directions, because I feel like there's like always this little bit of extra magic. Well, I just felt something snap into place and heard it on the one side. Of course, now I got to get it back. Where's that click? That's not the click I was... did it? Oh, maybe it did. All right. That's not, it's got, I know, shoot, oh, that's, it's got this, like, feel like that shouldn't be showing. There's a little bit of black in this one corner.
All right, now I gotta pop this. Okay. Yeah.
Maybe that's just because this is the new. That's the cover. Which cover piece? Why is that sticking out? I don't think that's supposed to be like that. Alright, let me loosen those up. What were the hinge covers for those? T3s or T4s?
So it looks like the hinge cover, like when I got it positioned, it's pushed back a little bit and it's sort of over the edge. And so it's showing when I put the cover on. And I don't think it's supposed to do that. And I guess I can go back up and look at the... I don't think it is. So what screw size was that? Hinge cover.
There's hinges. Why can I not find the hinge cover? Where did they go? There they are. T3.
Although I wonder if it's because the new cover is slightly. I don't get it. Well, how did that come out of the way out? It did. It's definitely. I don't know. Maybe I just didn't tighten them down enough. Try tighten them down. So close. Alright, let's see. Oh, okay, I had to slide it because there's like these little grid things. I just used my pick to keep the back, that back right corner that wasn't going back far enough, high enough so that I could push it back. I think that looks better, 100%. The question is, are these going to click into place? Oh, there we go. Something just clicked. Alright, well, put these last screws in and see where we are. Alright. Now we are back to step, I think it was 2, which was taking out the screws. Alright. I guess I'm 0.4 millimeter. These are all P5. Okay. Because this one. Oh, wait. No. Okay. So there should be two of these. These are the 3.4s, right? Yep. Oh, no. Oh, I thought I just dropped a screw on the floor again. Luckily, these are silver, so they're a little easier to see, but I didn't drop it. And there's go in the middle. That is the 3.4s, right? Yes. Okay. A little harder to get in than I was expecting. And that is not flat. That does not feel right. Something is not quite not lined up or something. I don't know. Maybe I do need that. Maybe it's not. Something is not right here. I don't think this is quite lined up or something's going on. I just see the. I think that's lined up. I just don't feel like they're going flush. That is definitely not. Right. I cannot believe they don't. They're not recessing flush. That's definitely not a Mac thing. I mean, why are these? It's like it's not clicking down in place. Properly. There's something. Uh,
There we go. Okay. Well, it wasn't. I don't think it was. Is that lined up? Is that not lining up? There we go. That feels better. That still feels a little high, but maybe tolerable. I don't know. Alright, that feels better. One side still feels off. I'm gonna go for the other two. These are the 5.3 and the lower corners. As you can see, my patience is starting to fade after a couple hours, and it's getting to be dinner time, so I might be getting a little hangry. But it is almost together. That's the other problem. It's like almost together, and that one definitely went in correctly. And that one went in smoothly. Two more. Well, that definitely went in easier. Feels right and looks good. That was the corner I was having issues with earlier. And one more screw. Oh boy. That one. Nope. Just needed a little. There we go. That one's good. Those are good. That one is still just a little bit. I don't want to strip the screw. Alright. Turn off the flashlight on my phone. Flip the server, plug it in to power, open the case. Moment of truth. I wonder if we'll be able to hear the doing. Oh, it's just very low. Oh, so the screen works. It just said 15%. I saw the little battery thing pop up with red, and it said 15%. So the screen works. I don't know if it's going to start or not. I figured since the power, it was, and maybe it's not charging. Is that not plugged in? Is it charging? Hold on, let me do that again. What's going on? Do I have the wrong? There we go. I hope you heard that dong. And I see the Apple. We have success. We have a fixed replaced screen for MacBook Pro. Oh, I know that may have not have been the most exciting episode, but thank you for taking this journey with me on Hacker Public Radio.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.